We're going to begin this morning with the call to worship. It's the good news of eternal salvation that brings us here to worship the author of that salvation. Someone at some time brought that good news to you so that you would be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Jesus' last words to us before his ascension were, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." God could have preached his word from the clouds without any human participation, R.C. Sproul says, but he chose the means to accomplish it, chiefly the foolishness of preaching. God gave us the privilege of participating in his majestic program of redemption, which he planned from the foundation of the world. In Isaiah 52:7, the prophet spoke of the coming redemption of Jerusalem. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" The Apostle Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, applied Isaiah's prophetic words to our duty to evangelize when he said, "How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring the glad tidings of good things.'" Lord Jesus, we pray that our worship today will be pleasing to you. We thank you that you have given us the special privilege of spreading the good news of the gospel of redemption from sin. We pray that you will open our eyes to the opportunities you provide to us to speak the good news and to encourage and financially support those who do this work. We thank you that you endow some of your saints with a particular gifting to evangelize, and pray that your Holy Spirit will prepare hearts to receive the glorious good news they speak. In your name we pray. Amen.